Good morning, everyone. This is Martin Zender. I'm going to have to play another time game with you today and tell you that even though it is Tuesday, September 14th for you, and as you listen to me, it's post-Hurricane Irma. I'm Thursday. I'm back before Hurricane Irma, so I'm a little trepidatious at this point. Who knows where you are, what's happening, or what has happened. So the reason I'm doing this, I'm going to quit talking about this hurricane because I'm going to be giving you updates, as you already know by now. So just explain a little bit of my distraction here. I'm going to get right to the scriptures now. I told you that I was going to talk to you about the number 120, and I kind of forgot about that. I just remembered it. I don't know how I remembered that, but God brought it to my mind. That's it. So strange. I forget so many things, and some things that happened like even yesterday I can't remember, but when it's come to scripture and God's word and thoughts I have about God, these always seem to stick with me, and it's the most important thing of all. So I'm really thankful to God that these things stick with me. I should say one more thing about the storm. If you don't get any shows like after today or after tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're still in my world, time world, here at pre-storm. So I am going to try to get another show ahead. But after that, if there's no shows, it's because we have no power, because we have no cell phone thing, we have no internet, we have no nothing. That's why you will not get a show. I will do what I can to get as many shows ahead as possible to keep you fed. If I can do live reports, I can, even after if the show's shut down, but I don't see how I can. If the show's not here, it's because there's no power, so I won't be able to do live reports either. I won't be able to upload them on YouTube or even get them to my sister. The cell towers will be down, they say. So I'm going to try to get I will work on a newsletter today and tomorrow. It might be a shortened version of the ZWTF. I hope to have that in your inbox on Sunday. That's the most important thing to me, is to get the workout. And I will say that over 10 people, probably a dozen people now, have offered to have me come up north and offered me their home temporarily while this storm is coming through. And I'm really, as today, Thursday, September the 7th, where I am right now, I'm thinking about getting out of here, honestly. We'll see. I got to figure it out today, I think, because after the window's closing to get out. Just like the window in Paul's Evangel is closing to get out. The number 120. Genesis 6:3, God says this, "Then Yahweh said, My spirit shall not abide in the human for the eon, in that he too is flesh. So his days will continue 120 years." So basically, we know that humans lived incredible amounts of years before the flood. After the flood, God says, I'm going to round it down and your life will be 120 years. As you know, there are no random numbers in Scripture. I guess we're supposed to live 120 years. If you're even relatively healthy, you're supposed to live 120 years. This gives you a little bit of the indication of the decay of our times, that people are lucky to live 80 years. And later God said, what, 70 years? 70 years? So there's a continual deterioration. We know that the earth was pristine in the days of Adam, and after the curse, things have degenerated, not only in humanity with their acts and their behavior, but with the entire system, its weather, its air. And this string of hurricanes now, I hear there's a string of hurricanes coming, as I told you would happen. Of course, the political world, the left, and the one world government people, they're blaming it on global warming, which is bogus. It's God. It's the times. It's not global warming. Of course, they give the creation. They say that that's a result of a Big Bang. So they're all wrong. They credit it to the wrong thing. It has nothing to do with global warming, nothing to do with especially man-made global warming. seeing that there is no such thing as that. And so, of course, they're going to miss the entire point. And this is why God is going to eventually bring supernatural things like the locusts. Because people will just deny God as long as they can. They will deny God, deny God. This isn't God, it's global warming. And again, I would have attributed the hurricane to natural causes, to the sun. If it is global warming, it's due to the sun and its various cycles, not to humans failing to segregate plastic from paper. So this string of storms coming in is the times, the signs of the times. Jesus said it would happen, perplexity, the raging of the sea, he said specifically. That was Luke 21, was it not? The raging of the sea. So humanity is given 120 years. People wonder why the good die young. It's because they miss evil. I told you of that verse a while back, but it's always a perplexing question. Why do good people, why do babies die? Why do young kids die? I forget where the verse is. There's something in Ecclesiastes that says they're spared evil. That's the idea. They are spared evil. It's not, people were on the brink of nuclear disaster with North Korea as I speak. If people were like evaporated in a nuclear blast, guess what? Lucky them, they'd miss the tribulation, which is going to be worse. You wouldn't want to die slowly from nuclear fallout. That would be sucky. Nobody wants to do that. So 120 years, and now we can by artificial means, prolong life, and all we're doing is prolonging the misery of people on this planet, I think. So 120 years, why 120? Well, it has been exactly 120 in 2028. It will have been, which is, of course, I remind you, F.H. Bader's calculation as to the end of 6,000 years from Adam. It's when the odometer clicks over from 5,999 to 6,000 completed years in 2028. That will be also, according to Bader's and others' calculations, 120 jubilees from the creation of Adam, 40 jubilees from Christ. That one's easier to figure, isn't it? 2,000 years from Christ's announcement, the beginning of his public ministry, his baptism in the Jordan River, 40 cycles of 50 years. 40 times 50 is 2,000. 40 is a significant number. It's a multiple of 120, or 120 is a multiple of 40. One of those two things. And these numbers are significant. And I will now share with you Dr. Bullinger's teaching on the number 120. As you know, Dr. Bullinger, or if you don't know, here's the announcement. Dr. Bullinger wrote a book on number in Scripture. There are no accidental numbers. God uses numbers all the time. The number 7, I talked on this earlier from the laundry room here. 777666, the number 153, the number 50, the number 40, the number 120, the number 8. Is significant, 256, 700, I mean, it just goes on and on. 120 is made up of three 40s. 3 times 40 equals 120. Applied to time, therefore, it signifies a divinely appointed period of probation. Genesis 6:3, you might think of that as a probation. Man is on probation for 120 years. This is his chance to, quote, prove himself, unquote. That's a relative phrase. We put all our experiences in this package that we call our life. And God declared it to be 120 years. These are three 40s. Israel was 40 years in the wilderness. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. The ark was afloat for 40 days. No, it rained for 40 days. 40 days and 40 nights. That's famous. You heard that before. 40 days and 40 nights. When people fast, they like to imitate Jesus, fast for 40 days. 40 is a period of probation, of trial, applied to persons, appoints to a divinely appointed number during a period of waiting. Acts 1:15, the disciples waited 40 days for Christ to show up for the Holy Spirit to come on them in the upper room. 120 is a factor also in the number of those who returned from Babylon. Why does God name these numbers? There was 42,360 people who returned from Babylon. Remarkably, it's a factor of 120. 120 times 353. Yeah, they just took 42,360 and said, huh, these are those who endured Babylon and came back. Sounds like something that's rather 120-ish. Let's try dividing 120 into it. And they did, and they came up with an even number, a whole number, 353. It's also a factor, 120 is, in the number of the men who went up out of Egypt, 600,000 who went up out of Egypt. That's 120 times 5,000. Five's a number of grace. Interesting. 120 is a factor also of the 144,000. Ever hear of them? Who will be seated from the 12 tribes of Israel to go unsealed, not seated. They will be sealed, then seated on thrones. Yes, well, the disciples will be seated on thrones. The 144,000 will be administrators of the kingdom. They will fan out from Jerusalem headquarters into the rest of the world. Let me start that again. 120 is a factor also of the 144,000 who will be sealed from the 12 tribes of Israel to go unscathed through the great tribulation. 144,000 being 120 times 1,200. 12 is the number of earthly administration. So we have 12 in there. 1,200 times 120, 144,000. No accidents. God is a mathematician. God invented math. Math is perfect. Math works. God loves numbers. This is Dr. Bollinger. The unanimous voice of Jewish tradition agrees with the Talmud that the great synagogue, Nehemiah 10, referenced there, verses 1 through 10, consisted of 120 members. Quote, it was called great because of the great work it effected in restoring the divine law to its former greatness and because of the great authority and reputation which it enjoyed, unquote. Its greatest work was in completing the canon of the Old Testament. The great synagogue lasted about 110 years, from B.C. 410 to 300, or from the latter days of Nehemiah to the death of Simon the Just. Who Simon the Just is, I don't know. Someday, I hope they call me Martin the Just. I hope they don't call me Martin the Stupid, because I did not flee Hurricane Irma. I'm thinking about, this is Thursday, before the storm. As you're listening to me, I'm thinking of getting the hell out of here. It then passed into the Sanhedrin, where its whole constitution was changed. Yeah, I don't care about, really, I'm sorry, Dr. Bollinger, I'm sorry, Ethelbert, but I don't care about extra scriptural thoughts. But it is significant that 120 is the number of Jubilees from Adam at the year 2028, and 40 Jubilees from Christ, 40. Also a factor of 120 and a star in its own right. All right, I think I'm going to end the show here. I know this has been a dull show. I'm sorry. I was going to end it after star in its own right, and then I thought, you know, I really sold you short here today, and I hate to do that. I hate to think that I gave less than my best. So I maybe didn't really fully make the point that the reason 120 Jubilees from Adam is significant is that it falls on the year 2028. Remember, we have an unbroken chronology from Adam. 6,000 years from Adam. 6,000 is 120 times 50. It is. Right? 120 times 50 is 6,000. So this gives more credence, more weight to the year 2028 as the kingdom date, the date of the coming of the kingdom. Because God wants us to know, and God is not tricking us, and God is not playing games. God is giving us information, even though he's doing it in some cases through people who will not be beneficiaries of that information, in that they are not of the family of God, they are of the Christian religion. Not all of them, I realize that. I'm not a judge in these matters, but I can, well, I don't judge in the sense that I think I'm better, they're worse. I'm just judging what they say, what they do, things they teach. They're off. They're wrong on serious issues. Serious issues is a bad word. A serious opinions, thoughts on God. They have missed knowing God in Christ because they have fallen in love with a system. And yet, we're still being supplied with the information through some of these individuals. It's important to understand the times, and this is pressing on me today, right now. I feel like tribulation's coming to me personally from where I'm sitting with you. I don't know I've ever shown you. This is the lowest room in the house. This is the laundry room. You see those two steps over there? I don't know if you can see this. There are two steps right here leading down from the kitchen. There. See those two steps? That's the kitchen door right there. I got it blocked off at night, and there's two steps. The lighting's terrible. Sorry. Oh, yeah, that's better. Yeah. My room's the lowest room in the house. Great. Great. There's what's going on here. Oh, yeah, that's... Here's a look at infinity with my computer. Isn't that cool? All right, I'm a little distracted at the end of the show, but I felt like I didn't tell you, I didn't emphasize to you the reason 120 is significant in that it's 120 Jubilees, and this number is not random. It's also the number of years man would be alive. Not to say people don't live less or more than that throughout the history of the eons, throughout the history of humanity, they do, but God put that number there on purpose so that we would be able to make this calculation. 120 years, that's interesting. The Jubilee, I remind you of the importance of that. Jubilee is a year of deliverance. The Jubilee, every seven sevens of years, seven times seven is 49. The next year is the Jubilee year, 50. It's the number, it's the time of the season, it's the time on the calendar when there was great liberation in Israel. People got their property back, slaves were free, money came back into the proper hands, all sorts of good things happened. I don't have a laundry list of things that happened in the Jubilee, and we have Jesus Christ declaring the favorable year of the Lord. Remember in Luke chapter 4, I think it is, goes into the synagogue of Nazareth, and it's probably a Jubilee year. It's the year 28 AD, which would make perfect sense then. We have exactly 40 Jubilee years, or 2,000 years from 28 to 2028. If 2028 is the proper year of the inauguration of the kingdom, that would mean that the tribulation starts in 2021, because the tribulation is 7 years. Right? Yes, 2021. We are 2017. And the birth pangs are beginning. And they will increase in frequency and severity as we close out the final years of Millennium 6.